20 minutes or so left here before we pass you off to Cleveland Indians baseball. Jim Rosenhaus, Tom Hamilton, ready with the Indians warm-up at 6:37. And again, the first pitch coming your way just after 7 o'clock. Tribe hoping to avoid the sweep at Fenway Park later on tonight. Well, we mentioned one of the many, many cool things going on today at the Medina County Fair. It is the hot dog eating contest. And I don't know about you, but in a hot dog eating contest, I feel like I could do pretty well under the normal circumstances. But after having deep fried Oreos and some donuts,
yeah,
I kind of feel like I wouldn't last very long today.
They might be treating us a little too well here at the Medina County Fair. I'm with you on that. The deep fried Oreos, the donuts to go along with that. And, of course, we've got the folks putting on the hot dog eating contest to be thankful for those donuts. My understanding is they said they'd give us a sample. There's, what, a dozen and a half donuts in there? So thank you for the sample, I guess is the best way to put that. That may be one of the best samples we've gotten.
Yeah, but far and away one of the best. Well, talking about that hot dog eating contest, Jim joining us here. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, so far, so good. There's nothing not to like about the Medina County Fair. This is so fun. We're having a blast, and you guys have the hot dog eating contest coming up today. How many of these have you observed, been a part of, or just kind of been around?
Well, I think we've all observed it in the past, certainly on ESPN, some of the classics there. But this is the first one run by the hot dog eating contest, run by the Donut Hut, and sponsored by the Medina Masons.
Sure.
So it's our first attempt.
Very cool stuff. Now, see, every time I think about a hot dog eating contest, you think about smashing the actual hot dog, dipping the bun in the water. Is that the kind of thing that we're going to see here later today?
I believe so.
I'll tell you what, a hot dog eating contest is something that's just so fascinating because you see these guys and gals that win these things, and they're really in decent shape. Like, they're somewhat thin. How in the world does that work? Right, I think that says volumes about just how unfair life can be at certain points.
I believe they have room to stretch, unlike some of the rest of us. We can't stretch out quite as far as they can, but there's nothing like 5 minutes and a pile of hot dogs in front of you to really get the pressure going.
Sure. Jim, what are we usually talking about here in these hot dog eating contests? What are the winners putting down in these, do you know?
This being the first year, we decided to have no entry fee.
Oh, nice.
So the first 10 people for kids up to the age of 16 or men over 16 and women over 16. So we've got three categories. The first 10 people to sign up for each will be in.
Very nice. Well, you mentioned this is the first year for it.
Yes, sir.
Talk about the planning behind this and how this all came to fruition.
Well, we're kind of winging it.
All right.
I think is the best way to put it. With the Donut Hut, we've been serving donuts here at the Medina County Fair for over 70 years. We are the longest running food concession here at the fair.
Wow.
And we've always been known for the hot dogs. The donuts, rather. I got hot dogs on my brain today,
sure,
apparently.
Yeah.
So we've decided to add something else, an inexpensive food item to help the families out that don't want to spend all their money on food. They want to spend it on the ride. So we've got the cheapest eats at the fair. Hot dogs are $1.50 a piece. Donuts are 50 cents a piece. Pop, 75 cents. So we're the cheap eats at the fair.
Wait. Those are only 50 cents a piece.
Those are 50 cents a piece. And for anybody who comes to the Donut Hut and says, I heard you on WEOL here today, I'll sell them two for a dollar.
Well, it's a heck of a deal. We may just go hang out there and keep telling you we heard you on WEOL, Jim.
What a steal.
Yeah,
absolute
no
steal. I mean, in all seriousness, that is a steal. I mean, you and I think you sampled a couple of those donuts.
I think I had one of each, yeah. I'm not too shameless to admit. I've taken about everything out there. I really like the chocolate cinnamon. I'm telling people that's a good one to go
chocolate
for.
Chocolate cinnamon?
Yeah.
Chocolate is brand new for this year.
All right.
We've always done the cake donuts. We kept it simple. We did plain. We did vanilla icing, maple icing, chocolate icing, then powdered sugar and powdered cinnamon. This year we said, let's ramp it up. Let's do a chocolate donut. And then we went completely off the rails and said, well, let's coat it with chocolate. And then let's powder coat one of them. Somebody said, well, let's roll it in the cinnamon next. And someone last night said, why don't we dip it in the maple as well? So we started with six donuts. I think we've got at least 8 or 10 now.
Nice.
We can't keep track of them, and we're just trying to keep everybody fed here at the Medina County Fair.
Certainly, holy cow.
Yeah, certainly nothing wrong with that. Jim, you remember the Freemasons?
Yes, sir.
And the Donut Hut, of course, put on by the Freemasons. My understanding is your guys' concession stand is a part of the history here. The 172nd Medina County Fair,
absolutely.
It's been around for a lot of them.
Absolutely. We've been here for more than half of them,
wow.
I do believe. And our lodge is actually coming up on our 200th anniversary in 2020.
Very cool.
So that's going to be very exciting. Freemasonry itself celebrated its 300th anniversary here this year. So we have a long-running history with this community.
And as people are heading to that historical concession stand, do they have a favorite donut? Do you guys see one donut going out faster than the others?
You know, we don't. All we know is I'm constantly getting yelled at. We need more chocolate. We need more powdered sugar. And I think I'm wearing at least a pound of something
on
me right now. That's
all right. We all are at this point. We started off early here today, so...
Yeah, I was going to say, I think for about the first hour of the show, I looked like I just sneezed in powdered sugar, and I picked the wrong day to wear a black shirt because now it's all over me. But, I mean, I want to go 50 cents a donut, and those things are unbelievable. Those things, what did you guys put in that maple icing? I mean, I took one bite. I wanted to have a dozen myself.
Well, I do know the delivery came in under the cloak of darkness. I don't know what the truck said or what the license plate was. I couldn't swear to any of it, but they're tasty. And I know for sure those prices haven't gone up in at least 30 or 40 years. We've maintained the 50 cents a piece or $5 a dozen just because, you know, we're a staple here at the fair and we'd like to give everybody a good value for their dollar.
Sure. Do you know the history behind the donut? Why was it donuts the Masons decided to serve here?
I'm not sure. I do know when it originally started back in the good old days. It was before we had the building that's out there now. Yeah. Across from the grandstand, look for us on the Midway. We used to have a tent, and the donuts were made somewhere off of the square in Medina, and then they'd run them in, and we'd sell them.
Yeah.
And then 50, 60 years ago, somebody came up with the idea of, let's build a building, let's put the fryers in there, let's do it on site. And our organization built the building, and I don't know how many decades ago, we handed that over to the fair. It's now owned by the fair. But every year, we bring in the fryers, we bring in the coolers for the Pepsi products, Mountain Dew products, and... For 1 week only, we crank out these tremendous donuts. A lot of people ask us, where's your shop? What other fairs do you go to? And we say, this is it.
Wow.
7 days, get here and enjoy them. If you're worried about not getting enough, take them home and freeze them. You can freeze them, pull them out one at a time, let them thaw, maybe throw them in the oven for about 10 seconds, and it's almost like they came out of the fryer.
It's essentially like Christmas. Comes around once a year, you can get those donuts.
A little taste of heaven year-round.
Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, yeah, anytime you can get up in the morning and have a chocolate cinnamon donut, I would say that's Christmas on any given morning.
You throw a coffee in there, and it's a great start to any day.
Yeah, that's a wonderful start to any day. I mean, plus you throw the Mountain Dew in the mix, too. I mean, that'll get you going.
Yeah.
You know, Mountain Dew and a donut, I mean, that'll get the wheels spinning, right?
Much like the production of the donuts, we can't keep up with the flavors of Mountain Dew. There's Code Red and Voltage and Whiteout.
No,
I don't know what all there is, but I think we've got them all.
Something new, it seems, every year with the Mountain Dew. Yeah. Back to the donuts, though, real quick. What's the process of making those? Is there a training thing you go through every year to make these?
Certainly. We have one of those old Army tank-type mixers where we've got the recipe perfected. You put the batter in, just the right amount of water. You whip that up. You get it in the oil at just the right temperature. By the way, anybody's concerned for their health, they may think they're maybe a little fattening or something. All of that goes out through the donut hole. So you're perfectly safe to eat
good
these
news.
Donuts.
I've been trying to tell him that.
Yeah, he's been pitching that for a while now. Well, you mentioned all the years you've been associated with the fair. I mean, this is a wonderful place. This is my first time coming to the Medina County Fair. I know Matt's been here in years past. What's your favorite part about coming to this fair? There's so many great people here. There's so many cool things to do here. Yeah. And every day it changes.
It really does. And... you know, it's really a family place, and it has been as far back as I can remember. It's always been an inexpensive place to get into. Everybody's got their favorite fair food. If it's donuts, hopefully first and foremost, but you've got the sausage sandwich, elephant ears. You've usually got some great music. You've got the tractor pulls. There's something for everybody here at the fair.
Sure, Eddie.
And it never lets you down.
Didn't mean to interrupt you there, but I think the beauty of it, too, is you come here, a lot of people know you had a young fan kind of come up talking to you here at the beginning of the broadcast, too. So it's neat to see that interchange with people here in the community getting together, having that ability to hang out and help each other.
I tell you, it's a mile of smiles out there. Everybody's having a great time.
You said you guys are coming up on your 200th anniversary?
Yes.
Any big plans in the works so far? I mean, you're still a couple years away, but
yes.
I mean, you have anything in the works?
We do. We have a number of things that we've already started planning. The city of Medina turns 200 years old next year, so our lodge is only 2 years behind the actual forming of the city of Medina. So we go hand in hand with the city back to the beginning. But we're going to have some of the delegates come in from Grand Lodge, which is down in Dublin, Ohio. They'll come up for some ceremonies. We'll do a couple of dinners. We'll roll out some special coins or pins to mark the anniversary. And I'm sure we'll be doing something in on the square and involving the local politicians and just thanking the city for hosting us for almost 200 years.
Very cool. And it's interesting, too, because you think about what goes into all of that, the celebrating 200 years, the tradition, the history that's there. Boy, the planning process, while exhausting, is still a lot of fun.
Definitely.
Because you get access to things that the regular average Joe doesn't get access to.
No question. No question. Much like working at the Donut Hut, it's a bit exhausting, especially when it's about 11:30 p.m. and you're up to your elbows in dishwater trying to get the fryers cleaned up. But you see how many smiles you put on faces, and it's well worth it, you know. And as the Masons here in town, we do some charitable giving. We work with a number of local charities, some of the nonprofits, and a portion of the proceeds that we come up with this year goes to some of the local charities as well. Most of that we kind of do behind the scenes. We're not really looking to advertise that kind of thing. But, you know, we partake in the 4th of July parade, and, you know, we're out and about. You know, this is home for us.
Very cool stuff. Well, we appreciate you bringing those donuts
by.
And such a nice guy you are to offer that deal to our listeners.
Absolutely.
50 cents a pop, two for a dollar.
Two for a dollar.
The folks listening, they heard about it here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.
What a deal.
Yeah. Jim, thank you very much for stopping by. We appreciate it. And
my
thanks
pleasure.
Again for those donuts.
Anytime.
All righty. Time for one final break.